Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to the 40 in 40 podcast. I'm Paige, and I'm joined by my co-host Clayton, and we're glad to have you here today. Of this podcast often discuss adult topics, use adult language, and drink adult beverages. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Paige Atherton.
And I'm Clayton the Wolf Lupo.
So I'm going to jump right into it because Clayton is staring at his glass of beer with a very interesting look on his face.
Floating in that.
So today we are drinking the Stone Citrusy Wit. It is a wheat beer brought to us by Stone Brewing with tangerine and caper, lime leaf. And there are literally bits of this shit floating in the beer.
There's literally bits floating in my beer.
I've never seen anything like it, actually. So I'm going to actually take a picture of it so that I can
hold it up to the light.
Yeah. Hold on.
Do it now.
I'm trying here. I'm trying to podcast and do this. Okay. All right. So I'll put that, you know, on the blog and shit. It's a seasonal brew. It is a summer brew. And I know it's not summer yet, but of all the stone beers out there, this is the only one I could find that was not a motherfucking IPA.
Which we hate.
Fun fact, this beer was originally released on June 6th, 2016, which was just 4 days before the release of our inaugural podcast episode.
Really?
Yeah. Stone has 7 year-round releases, and every one of them is an IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Every one in their year-round lineup, 7 IPAs.
Yeah.
So you might be wondering, why did I hunt so hard for a stone beer that wasn't an IPA?
This is an interesting story.
It is.
And when I first was perusing this article, I was like, okay, there's something screwed up in this. And there was something, like, I don't know, I was waiting for the joke to drop. But evidently, it's for reals, yo.
It's for 100% reals.
Stone Brewing in San Diego decided to make a beer from sewage water. San Diego Stone Brewing, the nation's, and this is what shocked me.
Mm-hmm, me too.
The nation's 9th largest brewing company. I would have not seen that.
People love their IPAs, apparently.
Evidently, yeah. Well, they've unveiled a new beer, and it's got treated sewage water in it. Mm-hmm. Recycled water pale ale is called Full Circle.
Mm-hmm. Good name for a beer.
Also the great name for a band. Maynard James Keenan from Tool has a side project called Full Circle. You're shaking.
No one gives a shit.
Oh, Tool fans do.
Yeah, exactly.
They made like 5 barrels of this stuff using the treated water, and they weren't quite knowing what to expect, but it turned out pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, they said the purified water they're using is actually better than what the brewery normally uses. So, that tells you anything.
Well, I think, you know, the upside to this, other than the fact that the beer doesn't leave a shitty taste in your mouth, but they're recycling
water. Wait, are you sure? It is an IPA.
Oh, that's true. They're using recycled water, and so I think their future plans are to start doing a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
And people on the video seem to really love it. I mean, for all I know, they were paying these people to say that, but
well, the brewer who created it, his name's Steve Gonzalez, and he says that of all of the IPAs he's made, this is probably in the top 3. And I figure that's got to be saying something, because they don't just make the 7 year-round IPAs. They have a humongous lineup of beers, special releases, seasonal releases,
and
90% of them are IPAs. They make a lot of motherfucking IPAs. Mm. So for him to say this is probably in the top three, I figure that's got to be saying something.
Right. Well, either that or he figures IPAs taste like shit, so why not use...
That's the other very distinct possibility.
Yeah. I have people blow me shit all the time about the fact that I don't like IPAs. I just don't like hoppy beers.
I don't either. J-Much hates them. You hate them. I hate them. Sweet Pea hates them.
Yeah.
She hates all beers, if we're being fair, but what's Tony think of IPAs?
Okay, I think he doesn't mind an IPA as long as it's not over-the-top hoppy. Mm-hmm.
And you and I, we've talked about this before. There are certain borderline IPAs that we will drink. I wouldn't sit down and drink a six-pack of them, though.
No.
No.
No, I might drink one. Like, if I was over here and you guys ran out of whatever I was drinking, and you'd be like, well, I've got the... I'd be like, all right, I'll try one.
Right. Getting back to this Stone Brew, though.
Mm-hmm.
This has a 5.3 ABV and 35 IBUs.
Okay.
And it's a wheat. It's a citrusy wheat.
I kind of like it.
I do, too. But it is pretty hoppy. It's a hoppy wheat.
It's a hoppy wheat, but this I can do this.
Yeah. No, I'm totally fine with this. Yeah. I just wanted to point it out because it's a Stone beer, and they love their IPAs. So even when they venture off to something different, it's still pretty hoppy.
Right.
Yeah.
What is this guy on the bottle? Is that looks like a satanic Viking?
Yes.
Or a I don't know. What is that? He's got wings. Mm-hmm. It's a
fallen angel.
No. It's like a gargoyle fucker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a guy that fucks gargoyles. Right.
I do like this. It is very crisp and clean.
It's a good summer beer.
It is a very, it is a summer beer. But, you know, we celebrated the first day of spring this week, so let's go full bore right into summer. And I can't even taste the floaters.
But
I just can't stop looking at it, though. It's freaking me out.
Okay, what if this was the beer made out of recycled sewage water?
I would not have, if no, I would not.
And you poured
it
out of the bottle and there was that shit floating around in it.
Wouldn't have drank it. Uh-huh. I would have said, okay, we'll move on to the second beer.
You'd have been like, okay, they must have missed the recycling part on this particular stuff.
We saw each other briefly this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went hot tub shopping together.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could get you guys to hang out with me.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, if there's no money involved or no alcoholic beverages, it's kind of tough.
Well, this particular venture was Sweet Pea's idea, which was why there was no money or alcoholic beverages involved.
Oh, yeah.
We did meet somebody, however, that I would be very hesitant to invite on the podcast.
Oh.
Because we would lose all control.
Wow. That chick could rattle off 1,000 words in 30 seconds. That was...
I came home and was telling Jay much about it, and I was kind of like acting out the whole thing, like the falling to my knees, like where you had tried to distract her so that I could get away from her, and then she chased me down, and I just kind of like, oh my God, woman, just leave me alone. And
It was pretty.
Yeah.
It was. While we were in the learning process initially, I didn't mind her motor mouth. I mean, because we were learning something about hot tops, but then we kept throwing hints out to her, and she obviously either, one, was not perceptive enough to pick up on them, or she was like, well, you know, I got to plow through this. This is my job. But it just became...
It was very high pressure.
Very high pressure.
She's a terrible salesperson.
She's a terrible salesperson.
Ineffective communicator in general.
Well, I don't know. I think I've...
I tuned her out pretty early on because I couldn't handle her style of communication. So that's pretty ineffective.
Okay, but you didn't want to absorb her.
If she had been presenting her information in a different style, I would have been way more open to it.
Okay, but I think perhaps because of your personality, she felt the need to turn the valve open wider.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I invite that kind of nonsense.
When a person's shutting down and they still have a lot to say, yeah. Because she, I think, was at least perceptive to sense that you were shutting down.
But I wouldn't have shut down if she'd have turned the valve the other direction. So
she didn't see it that way.
Okay. Well, she failed miserably.
So this week, I don't really have a whole lot to talk about other than, well, I'm going to talk about basketball a little bit and clay ball. Go Michigan. Go Purdue. Go Butler. Go Wisconsin.
Bracket busting motherfuckers.
Yeah, let's hope.
They already have. Wisconsin is already busted up brackets.
More. There's still people hanging out there that had, I think, Wisconsin in the Final Four.
What?
Certainly not Butler.
Who had Wisconsin in the Final Four?
I was just reading an article that there's people that had Wisconsin in the Final Four. So it hasn't totally been busted. I know that after the first round that less than 1% of remaining registered brackets were good. On a lighter note, I was reading the sports page today, and apparently there is a player at the University of St. Francis, basketball player,
yeah,
that has decided to seek other opportunities, which doesn't really sound newsworthy, but here's the interesting thing. His first name is Vijay, V-I-J-A-Y,
okay,
and his last name is Blackman. Okay. Now, my buddy was sitting there, and I said, wouldn't it be interesting if his middle name was Jay? So his name would be Vijay Blackman. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Vijay
Blackman.
That'd be pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his dad's like some, I can't remember, he's a coach, but when he was younger, he was a pretty damn good ball player. Ironically, I think his mother's a gynecologist.
See? Maybe his middle name is Jay.
So, anyway, yeah. Okay, so what do you want to talk about today?
Well, you know, our listeners are so used to us just pummeling them with the idiots of the world. I want to start with a feel-good human interest story.
Me?
Not even close.
Okay.
There is a young man in California by the name of Ryan Hickman, and once upon a time, his parents took him to the ReePlanet Recycling Center in California, and he really dug it. He thought it was pretty cool. So he started recycling in the neighborhood, and he is now 7 years old, making him what I have to assume is the youngest CEO of a company. No, yeah. You're shaking your... Who's the youngest CEO?
Donald Trump was the youngest CEO.
He wasn't a CEO at seven.
No, you're right. Three and a half.
But Ryan is. He's the CEO, manager, and only employee of Ryan's recycling company, which has 50 customers and over 200,000 bottles and cans to his recycling credit. He says that the reason he's doing it is because the bottles get to the ocean, and then animals get sick and die.
Which is true.
Yes. So at this point, Ryan has saved over $11,000, and he drew the attention of the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and she matched his $11,000 in savings, bringing his total over $22,000. And his parents are hoping that he'll use it for a college education someday. But Ryan has different plans for it. Ryan loves what he does, mm-hmm, and he's hoping to take the money and spend it on a big old garbage truck and be a garbage man.
Which I think is great.
Yes. The world needs garbage men.
Well, the world needs people like Ryan.
Well, that is very true.
His
parents say they've designated the money for college, but when he turns 18, he can make his own decision. And Ryan says, yeah, but I want to buy a truck.
He does now.
He may still.
Yeah, but I think he's going to start looking at things a little bit more globally as he gets older. And he's going to go, okay, I'm not interested in owning one truck. I'm interested in owning several. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested in being a CEO of a much more global effort, mm-hmm, with recycling. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he thinks big.
He also sells T-shirts, but he doesn't bank that money. He's made over $3,700 from his T-shirt sales, but he's giving that to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center, because he likes to go there and look at the sea lions, and the money that he donates gives them medicine and food.
I think it's awesome what Ryan's doing. And you know, they say that if every person touched 10 lives, mm-hmm, to the point where you were changing their life for the better, and, you know, and those 10 people did the same thing, 10 each, and in five generations, six generations, then it would have touched every living person on the earth.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we have a podcast.
Which is why we have a podcast. Hopefully we're
the
touching more than
10 people that we're reaching.
Right.
We're doing our part. Mm-hmm. Did you see the thing I sent you about Cheerios? Speaking of planet stuff and
you know
being
what?
Heroes.
I did, and I did not.
I didn't print anything because it wasn't an article. It was just, I thought it was cool.
Okay.
I didn't know if you went to the website, but basically they kind of sent out a message saying, you know, reach out to us and we'll send you 500 wildflower seeds to plant.
Right, right.
And they had a goal of 100 million seeds, and they got to 1.5 billion seeds distributed and ran out of seeds. And but I just think it's fantastic what they're doing. And we've talked multiple times on this podcast about the bee problem.
Yeah, colony collapse disorder.
So Cheerios is doing their part. And go to Cheerios.com to learn more. We think that's pretty cool what they're doing. And their cereal's fantastic. And you know what?
We have
it's coming full circle because speaking of full circle beer, this has come full circle because we have put beer on Cheerios on the podcast.
Right. That was like, episode, what, 3 or 4?
4 somewhere in there.
Was that Honey Nut Cheerios that we did?
Is that what you keep at home is Honey Nut? Whatever you had at your house is what we used because I stole your cereal.
Well, Sweet Pea and I are huge fans of the peanut butter.
It wasn't the peanut butter.
Oh my gosh, those are so good.
I'm pretty sure it was Honey Nut.
Yeah, I think you're right. Honey Nut Cheerios, and what kind of beer did we put in it? Gosh, that was disgusting.
It was a porter, I believe.
Oh my gosh. That's disgusting. That's going to make me vomit.
You didn't that
just
day.
Thinking about
you just
it.
Kept shoveling it into your mouth like you do everything else. You know who's not trying to make the world a better place?
This is so funny. This is my kind of story.
Yeah.
A substitute teacher may have unintentionally taught her students a lesson about the dangers of drinking on the job. Police in Lexington County, South Carolina, said that Judith Elizabeth Richards Garty, how many fucking names do you need, was allegedly so intoxicated during class on Friday that she reportedly vomited on the classroom floor.
It's amazing. It's so great.
I would just love to have been a student in that class. Officers who arrived on the scene said they found a box of wine in the suspect's purse. She must have had a big fucking purse.
Yeah.
To fit a whole... I mean, you drink box wine.
I do.
Do you have a purse that you could fit a box of wine in?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, I do it every day when I go to work.
Oh, okay. Well, now I feel so much better. They said that Miss Richards Garty allegedly was acting in a manner that suggested that she might be under the influence of alcohol.
Like falling over and vomiting on the floor?
Yeah, that's a pretty good indicator. Yeah,
flashing her tits to the class. Yeah, I mean,
she's up on the desk playing with her cooter.
What was your first giveaway?
Yeah, she didn't have any underwear on.
Speaking of substitute teachers.
Besides the alleged vomiting, Miss Garty, and I'm just shortening her name each time I say it, was reportedly unable to stand. Oh my gosh.
She had to be removed from the classroom in a wheelchair. That was at 9:45 a.m.
Oh, I like this chick.
9:45
That's my kind of teacher.
9:45 a.m.
That is my kind of teacher. I wonder what her blood alcohol level was.
I don't know. The school was real quick, though, to say that she wasn't an employee of the school district. She was contracted. She wasn't an actual employee, so, you know, they're safe.
Hence the designation substitute teacher.
Well, some substitutes are employed by the district.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Right. She wasn't, according to the district.
What if we could get her on the show?
They said that on Friday, March 10th, it was reported to the administration of Brooklyn K School that a substitute teacher was behaving erratically and appeared to be under the influence of alcohol. The substitute is not an employee of the district, but works for Kelly Services. Kelly contracts with the district to provide substitute teachers.
I'm thinking that she's going to have to pick another profession.
This is not the first time that bad behavior by a substitute teacher has come up on the podcast.
No.
And, there's that old saying, those who can't teach and those who shouldn't substitute teach, I think is how that phrase ends.
Is that a phrase that you just coined?
I just coined.
Yeah.
Those who can't teach and those who shouldn't substitute teach.
Well, I, yeah, I, Yeah, I guess I kind of, I see where you're coming from. I mean, I'm sure there's some wonderful substitute teachers out there.
I'm just saying.
I know.
We've not had any come up on air that have been heroes.
Was it what, 3-4 weeks ago we were talking about the chick?
The pantyless.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you and I were kind of on different.
Right. Because you're an idiot.
I tried to pull Sweet Pea into that because I happen to be listening to the episode to see how badly you edited it. No, I'm just kidding. Paige does an awesome job on editing. Sweet Pea was listening to the podcast and I'm going, I'm trying to justify my position on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if she made a comment or not, but I was trying to stick up for the pantyless teacher.
But she was like, much like I am,
I can't remember. I can't remember. I'm just trying to think, you know, like if I went to work every day with no underwear on and.
But you're not a woman. You don't understand.
You know, and all of a sudden, like I have to jog and my dick's swinging back and forth and I get in trouble like, oh, you know what? I never wear underwear. So I wasn't even thinking about it.
Nope.
Okay, whatever.
I do like how you're trying to stick up for the substitutes of the world, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're failing miserably, but it's a noble effort, friend.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Those who can't teach, those who shouldn't podcast. Speaking of drunks, the U.S. Catholic Church last week, nearly 80 out of 200 dioceses issued some form of exemption on the whole meatless Friday thing because it was St. Patrick's Day on Friday, March 17th. And a lot of American people like to eat corned beef. And I say American people because the Irish don't actually eat corned beef and cabbage on on St. Paddy's Day. They don't actually really do anything on St. Paddy's Day. That's totally our thing.
It's kind of like Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly. Cinco de Mayo means very little to the Mexicans.
Right.
But a whole lot to the drunks here on our home soil.
We love to create holidays to get drunk.
Uh-huh. And, you know, the Catholic Church was like, we really don't want you guys to have to miss out on the festivities. So go ahead and eat your meat on Friday. Just make up for it maybe on Saturday or something. That's totally cool.
Go ahead and eat your meat.
Go ahead and eat your meat and drink your green beer. Whatever pleases them in the moment.
I think you could say that about a lot of... Okay, we'll just stick with religions. And here's an example. Sweet Pea and I are getting really close to building a house. And so we've met with a particular builder several times and we've got it. We're pretty sure he's the guy. And a lot of his workforce happens to be Amish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he was telling us just in the last 25 years how he's observed how the Amish have kind of, well, let's use the word evolved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where 25 years ago, certain things were just taboo. Well, now they have a way of skirting around it. Like, I don't know, they can't use a cell phone, but if it's not in the house. So they'll go outside, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll drive, and it's like, really?
They can't, their homes aren't equipped with
electricity.
But they can run a cord from your sister's window
inside
her kitchen to their house.
Right, or a generator. They can use
a generator.
Yeah, the extension cord thing is a really good example.
Your sister's the one I heard that from. She lets them just use her electricity through an extension cord in her kitchen window.
But it can't be installed in the house.
Right.
I think that's an older example. The cell phone thing, since that's, to them, newer technology, mm-hmm. and they've realized that, hey, this thing makes my life so much fucking easier.
Mm-hmm.
So they've figured out a way to skirt around that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but they're still not paying taxes.
Don't even get me fucking started on that shit.
I just never really knew anything about the Amish until we moved here. There's no Amish where I come from. So I moved here and I was like, oh, I've heard about these people on TV and in movies, but I don't, you know.
They're real?
Outside of Hollywood, I don't know anything about the Amish. And, you know, I see them at work sometimes and it's just like, or at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying Gap shopping bags.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? I fail to understand. There's a disconnect.
I used to work with a couple of guys, and they were telling me that when they were younger, every Saturday night, there was a place where the Amish girls would show up to change their clothes,
mm-hmm.
and they'd go out and party, and these guys were like, oh, I don't know how many Amish chicks I've banged It was like they...
Well, and that is one thing I do know about the Amish, is that...
They're horny?
At a certain age, this is part of the culture. Everybody does it.
Yeah, they leave.
You leave.
No, that's not what this was.
Okay.
They were leaving the farm on a Saturday night.
Okay. This they wasn't had, during their
no,
whatever.
No. They had clothes hidden or whatever. Okay. They changed their clothes, went out and partied. And
yeah, because those Amish kids, when they get their 6 months away or whatever, they go buck wild.
Yeah.
And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to go out, get drunk, do drugs, have sex, get it all out of their system, and
right.
then make the decision that, okay, it's not for me. I've done it all. I'm going to go back. And
yeah, because if they don't go back, I don't think there's a second chance. I think it's like if you don't just go back to the farm and go, you know what, I think I'm going to do this for another 6 months. I don't think you have that option.
Well, I don't know the specifics of it. I just know that they get to leave. That's
well, and it's within a time constraint. So
okay.
you have X number of days, months, whatever.
Okay.
And then you have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just keep prolonging it.
Right.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
But here again, I'm not Amish.
Yeah, me neither.
So.
I was going to say, I feel pretty confident that there aren't Amish listeners, so we could pretty much say whatever we want here. But given their loosening of the principles and values, our whole audience base might be Amish. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love Amish people.
Right? Not you guys. We love you guys.
No, but seriously, I don't think I've ever met an Amish person that was an asshole.
Well, no, I'm not saying they're assholes. Yeah. I'm just saying that, like, the Catholic Church, they bend.
Well, I've met plenty of Catholics that are assholes.
Well, yeah. Well, you and I were born and raised Catholic.
Right.
Are no longer. Our whole family.
Yeah.
On my mom and my dad's side.
Yeah.
I've got it coming from both directions.
Yeah.
Which means my alcoholism is... inbred, for sure. I come by it honest.
You're inbred.
I learned how to drink from my priest growing up.
Is that all you learned
no,
from your priest?
But I don't want to talk about it here.
That's funny shit. Well, so basically, it looks like this year they can eat corned beef.
Yeah, and do whatever the fuck they want. Okay, so this is a funny story.
Okay.
Speaking of Lent. Growing up, you know, you give up whatever for Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In our house, it was usually candy or chocolate or whatever. But my mother always told me, as a young child, that in the Catholic Church, Sundays are freebies, right? So much like you can't eat meat on Fridays, Sundays was you can eat whatever you gave up for Lent on Sundays.
Oh my God.
That's how we did it in our house. So years and years went on like this. And then as an adult, I was talking to a Catholic friend and it was a Sunday and I don't know what we were doing. Maybe it was having a glass of wine and she said, oh, I can't. I gave up wine for Lent. And I said, oh, it's Sunday, friend. Partake in your glass of wine. And she looked at me like I had 10 eyes. And I told her about how, you know, I was raised and was promptly told that that is not the way the Catholic Church
mm-hmm.
does it.
Well,
my mother was basically a dirty liar. Promptly called mother up, called her out on it. She laughed in my face. I was heartbroken. Heartbroken. The subject of our next article does not have a name. 'Cause it's a moose. On this week's installment of... Breaking Moose.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
It was hilarious. He's just like stammering around and he's like pawing out a little bit.
She,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, you know, so I knew what was going to happen because obviously I'd read the title.
Mm-hmm.
But a real live female moose mounts a metal moose statue.
It wasn't even a realistic moose statue.
No.
It was
no.
amateur hour.
Yeah, it looked like a big bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the female moose is pawing around, and then it takes about 2 minutes, and it mm-hmm. finally gets up the courage to get behind it to try to nail it. This statue falls over. Then that moose takes off running. He's like, what the fuck?
John Woods is the guy who uploaded the video. He's the one that says the moose is female. But to be fair, I don't know if he went out and grappled with the moose.
Did you zoom in on the genitalia?
I did not. I don't know that I would be able to identify. Well, I'm sure I could
okay,
figure out a moose penis.
Yeah.
But mounting is typically male behavior.
It is.
Obviously, because what's a female going to do from behind?
Well, mounting in general can be an issue of dominance. That's why a female dog will mount another female dog or a male dog to assert its dominance. And evidently in the moose world, that kind of shit happens too.
This moose was definitely asserting its dominance over a big hunk of metal. But John, Mr. Woods, says that this particular moose comes on his property pretty regularly. And he had just earlier that month captured a video of that moose playing with a tire swing.
That moose is bored.
Yeah. So, you know, even moose need a little loving every now and then.
Well, it has to be the dominance thing. And the reason why is because that statue obviously was not throwing off a scent.
No.
Which is what animals, that's what brings animals.
Yeah.
That's what brings all the boys to the yard. The moose shake.
My moose shake brings all the boys to the yard.
So anyway, it had to be a dominance thing.
I'm sure. You know, I searched high and low for people seeking advice from us this week.
Yeah. Nothing.
But apparently, under the Trump regime,
uh-huh.
You know, we're all living pretty balanced lives.
Mm-hmm. Secret.
Yeah.
We don't want to be exposed.
So I thought instead,
mm-hmm.
We could do maybe a little round of Would You Rather.
Okay.
Okay. Clayton?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or feel like you need to sneeze but not be able to for the rest of your life?
Oh, my gosh. I know. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Is it just me? Do you find sneezing very satisfying? Mm. Isn't that awesome?
Almost orgasmic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. Mm-hmm. I think it. But it gets so painful when you have hiccups.
I'm a chronic hiccuper, so I know my answer.
I'm going to have to go with the sneeze thing.
Me too. Ironically, I've got one building right now.
Do you?
It's gone. But imagine if it never went away.
Mm.
Still, I think,
yeah.
Less aggravating than constant hiccups for the rest of your life.
When I was in sixth grade, we had an area in the back of the classroom that had like bookshelves and shit. It was kind of like a little corner library.
Mm-hmm, the book nook.
And there was two bean bags. Mm-hmm. So like if you did great on a test or whatever, you got to sit in the bean bags and back there by yourself.
Book?
Yeah.
What a reward.
I know.
Aye, aye, aye.
So there was this guy, kid in my class. His name was Monty.
Mm-hmm.
Monty was a little different.
Uh-huh. A name like Monty.
I felt sorry for Monty. But anyway, so Monty was back there one day. Monty sneezes, fucking lets us huge fart. But not only that, but he shits his pants.
Oh, my God. Oh, poor Monty.
I know. I felt pretty bad for him. But, yeah. I was like,
oh, man. Oh.
So, I don't know. They came up with, like, a couple of nicknames for him, obviously, because that happened. And I can't remember what they were, but I remember one of them was actually pretty creative, coming from a sixth-grade mind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue into this next question.
No.
Would you rather eat chocolate-flavored poop or poop-flavored chocolate?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, is the chocolate-flavored poop, is it excrement?
Legitimate poop.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, basically because I'm going to avoid dying, I'm going to have to go with poop-flavored chocolate.
Good
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, because eating actual poop, no matter how good it tastes.
Unless it's your own.
Even if it's your own.
That's not going to kill you.
It could.
Doubtful.
If you don't seek treatment.
Yeah, but there's a much better chance of you getting a lot.
Yeah.
If you're eating a stranger's.
But I've given it
a lot
of thought.
This is really taking a dark turn.
I've given it a lot of thought. And do we really even know what poop tastes like? I know it smells bad. But
okay,
maybe
this is
it doesn't
really
even
taking
taste
a,
that bad.
This is taking a weird turn. I just want our listeners to know that I'm the normal one. Just for the record.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm the normal one. You know what? And if there was any doubt in my mind, you just cleared it up like 30 seconds ago.
Would you rather have sex with a goat where no one knows you did it, or not have sex with a goat but everyone thinks you did it?
Well, I'm kind of bummed that nobody would know that I nailed a goat. I'd be like, look at me, man. I'm fucking a goat.
I want to harken back to 2 minutes ago where you pointed out that you were the normal one. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay, so would I rather fuck a goat and nobody not know about it? Or
nobody not know about it?
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Or
not
fuck
a goat,
and
everyone thinks you fucked a goat.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go with the latter.
Everyone thinks you fucked a goat, but you didn't actually have to put your dick inside a goat.
Right. Me putting my dick inside of a goat, I think, would haunt me the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a couple acquaintances back home in Iowa that I wouldn't surprise me if they probably, you know, planted it in a few sheep.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Oh, that's how they do on the farm. You do you on the farm.
That's how they do on the farm.
Right. So I got one more.
Okay.
This one's serious.
Oh, fuck.
So I need you to take it seriously.
Really?
Yes, please.
All right.
Clayton Lupo?
Yes.
Would you rather sleep with the hottest woman you know, freshly dead, or sleep with the ugliest, smelliest woman who's still alive and kicking?
Well, this is kind of like the goat question, really.
But no one has to know either way on this one. At least with the goat thing, it was a matter of who knew or who didn't. This is just you. This is all personal preference.
Okay, I'm just going to be honest. If she's really not attractive, mm-hmm. and there's odor issues,
yeah, there's
there.
A smell there. It's not, you can't just close your eyes.
Okay.
But she is alive, therefore it's not breaking the law.
I get it. I think there's a better chance of my equipment working with the hot dead chick than the... So really, it's not an issue.
Necrophilia it is?
I'm going to have to go with that. I just have a funny feeling that I'm not going to get any lead in my pencil in the other situation.
So it's strictly from the vantage point of functionality.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking at it.
Functionally speaking, right. The only answer could possibly be necrophilia.
Can we talk about how long she's been dead? When you say
it says freshly dead.
Okay, can you tell me, like...
Well, I mean, I'm not the author of the question.
Is she still having spasms?
Let's go 5 hours dead.
Oh, no, that's not freshly dead. I thought you were talking about...
I don't
about,
know. I
oh,
didn't
look
write the
at
question.
Me. Oh, my heart stopped. Oh, okay. Can we have sex? 5 hours? Do you know what happens to the body in 5 hours?
Rigor setting in, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to have to try to get some wind in my sail with stinky pants.
Well, if you're ever in this situation, let me give you a little hint, okay? This is coming from my medical background. You carry some strong essential oils like peppermint. You put a little peppermint in your mask.
That's not going to make her pretty.
No, but you've got eyelids to block that shit. So you just close your eyes, put peppermint oil in your surgical mask, and go to town. I'm just saying, should you ever find yourself in that very specific situation?
You know, I feel like, oh my gosh, this has made me examine me as a person. It's, you know what I mean? This is an introspective type of...
That's why we do this.
Yeah, this was pretty good. I like it. Man.
Do you feel better or worse about yourself than you did when you walked in my door?
Oh,
today?
I feel a whole lot worse. Okay. In fact, I'm going to take what I said about you.
Being the weird one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I take...
I never was.
My mind has just went into some dark places where no person should be forced to go.
So just so our audience knows, when Clayton leaves here, he's going to get a puppy.
Yeah, but it's going to be alive.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have anything else that our audience just has to know about the deep, dark recesses of Clay's brain?
No.
Okay, good.
I have a funny feeling now, though. You're really going to dig deep and, like, I don't know, in the next couple weeks, you're going to ask me some really flipped out shit.
I thought that those last couple questions were pretty flipped out, but...
And just so our listeners know, I am one of those people where I am a completely...
Will not fuck dead people.
I am a completely honest person. I mean, I'm not... When I say things and you're going, what the fuck? I'm just being honest. I am. So, well, okay. Until next week, I want to make sure that you're not eating chocolate-flavored poop. You're not fucking goats. And you'll pick Miss Stinky Pants instead of the chick that expired 5 hours ago.
Yeah, we here on the 40 and 40 podcast do not endorse necrophilia.
No, not in any way. But as usual, until next week, have fun. Don't take life too seriously. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Email us at 40and40pod@yahoo.com. Follow us on Twitter at 40and40pod. Find us on Facebook and become our friend. Check out our website and keep up with our blog at www.40and40pod.wordpress.com. And don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Our music today was by the artist Broke for Free from their album Slam Funk. The ditty at the top of the show is called At the Count. And right now you're listening to High School Snaps. Our brand spanking new Breaking Bear theme music is called Fight Action by Brandon Liu off of his album Collection One. Until next time, I'm Paige.
And I'm Clayton.
Cheers, eh? Get it in ya.